title for today's message is The Obstacles of Fellowship with God. This is the third message about our fellowship with God.
今天信息的标题呢是与神相交的障碍，这是关于我们与神相交的第三个信息。
In the first message, we describe methods and contents for fellowship with God.
那在第一篇信息当中呢，我们讲了与神相交的方式和内容。
And we learn that to fear God and love God are two necessary elements for fellowship with God.
那我们了解到呢，敬畏神和爱神是与神相交的两个必备的要素。
And we also learn that walking in light is the necessary condition for fellowship with God.
那我们也了解到，行在光中是与神相交的必要条件。
But the second message, the keys of fellowship with God, we learn that there are two keys for fellowship with God. They are centered on the Lord Jesus Christ and tied with love.
那从第二篇信息与神相交的关键点中，我们知道与神相交的关键点呢有两个，他们是以主耶稣基督为中心和用爱来连接。
Before we look into today's message, the obstacle of fellowship with God, I would like to ask you a very important question.
那在我们讨论今天的信息与神相交的障碍之前呢，我想问你们一个非常重要的问题。
Do you love God?
你爱上帝吗？
Have you ever asked yourself this question?
你有没有问过自己这个问题呢？
Do you love God?
你爱神吗？
What is your answer?
你的答案是什么？
It's a very important question because from the previous two messages, we know that loving God is a necessary element for fellowship with God, and tying with love is the key to fellowship with God.
那这是一个非常重要的问题，因为从前两篇信息中我们知道，爱神是与神相交的必要条件，而用爱来连接是与神相交的关键。
We also know that Jesus told us that loving God and loving people is the summary of all the teaching of the law and the prophet.
我们也知道耶稣告诉我们，爱神和爱人是一切律法和先知所有教训的总纲。
So anything that makes us love God less or lead us away from GodIs the obstacles of fellowship with God.
所以任何能够让我们减少对神的爱，或者让我们能够远离神的事情，都是与神相交的障碍。
Today, we will see what the Bible tells us about the obstacles of fellowship with God.
那今天呢，我们就来从圣经中看，圣经是如何告诉我们与神相交的障碍所在。
May God help us not only know what the obstacles are, but also know how to avoid or overcome those things which will break and destroy our fellowship with God.
愿神帮助我们不仅知道什么是障碍，而且也能够知道如何去避免或者克服那些会破坏我们与神相交的事情。
Let's see, First John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17.
我们来一起读约翰一书第二章15到17节。
Verse 15. do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
For anything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
He tells us, do not love the world or anything in the world.
所以圣经在这里告诉我们，不可以爱世界或者它上面一切的事情。
The world. Here Bible tells we must not love the world or what is offered because it is a love that will separate us from our relationship with God.
那圣经呢，在这里告诉我们，我们不可以爱世界和世界所提供的一切，因为爱世界呢，就会使我们与神的关系隔绝。
In the Bible, the world can refer to God's creation, which was good. It was all the good things that the human race needs for life.
那在圣经中呢，世界这个词还可以用来指神的创造。那神的创造是美好的，这也是人类生存所需要的一切美好的事物。
But however, in Bible, most often the reference to it to those in the world who are the enemies of God, those who practice the sinful impulses of life and the worldunder the power of Satan.
然而圣经上最常见的这个世界这个词呢，是指那些与神为敌的，那些在生活中因着冲动行恶的人，以及处于撒旦势力下的世界。
So here in 1 John chapter 2 verse 15, it refers to a system of values and temptations in society.Contrary to God's divine plan to humanity's well-being and eternal salvation.
所以约翰一书第二章十五节这里指的世界呢，就是社会上的价值观和这个诱惑的体系，是与神的计划的永恒计划以及人类祝福的计划背道而驰的。
And then the temptation from the world. In 15, we can see there are, actually in 17, yeah. In verse 16, we can see there are three powerful things from the world that Satan always used as weapons to break and destroy our fellowship with God.
然而呢，这却有来自世界的诱惑。我们在这个第十六节中可以看到，这个撒旦呢，总是用这三种来自世界的强大力量作为武器，来破坏我们与神相交。
The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life.
那就是眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Actually, at the very beginning, in Genesis.Satan used this. We can see together on Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5.
而且我们也可以看到，从一开始，撒旦就是用这样的武器来攻击人类的。我们可以看一下这个创世纪的第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals.The Lord God had made. he said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?"
创世纪三章第一节，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田间一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？
The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die."
女人对蛇说，园中树上的果子我们可以吃，唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
You will not certainly die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。
The temptation starts with inviting to doubt or challenge God's word. Then Satan brings us to focus on the things from the world and tempts us with it.
在这里我们看到诱惑始于让人怀疑或者挑战神的话，然后撒旦让我们专注于世界上的事，并用它来引诱我们。
In the verse 6, we can see, when the woman saw the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to eyes and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it.
所以三章六节这样说，于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，便摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
You can see the three things from the world we mentioned in verse 16 issue here. The good for food is the desire for the flesh. Pleasing to eye is the desire of the eyes. And desirable for gain wisdom is the desire for being great or the pride of life.
那在这里我们也就看到约翰一书中提到的三件事。那好做食物呢，就是肉体的情欲，悦人眼目是眼目的情欲，可喜爱的能使人得智慧，就是今生的骄傲。
Needs and desires are human nature. It is good for us to have them when we are not addicted to it or driven by them. Okay.
这种有需要、有欲望，其实是人类的本性。当如果我们不沉迷于他们，或者被他们所驱动、所掌管的时候呢，拥有他们对我们是有好处的。
But when the desire is so strong that makes us not obey God's commands and causes us to hurt ourselves and others, it will break and destroy our fellowship with God.
但当这些欲望是如此的强烈，以至于我们不遵守神的命令，导致我们伤害自己和他人的时候，那这些就会破坏我们与神的相交。
Today, these three things from the world still use different forms to tempt us.
时至今日，这三样来自世界的东西依然在用不同的形式来诱惑着我们。
For example, the desire for food the desire for sex, the desire for sports, and any physical activities are the desires of the physical body. They can be turned into the lust of flesh that comes from the world.
比如说，对食物的渴望，对性的渴望，对运动的渴望，任何身体活动的渴望呢，都是肉体的渴望，这些都可以变成来自世界的肉体的情欲。
The desire of art, the desire to collect things, the desire for travel, and desire for beautiful things are desires of the eyes. This can be turned into the lust of the eyes that comes from the world.
对艺术的渴望，对收藏的渴望，对旅行的渴望，对美好事物的渴望，这些都是眼睛的渴望。然而这些都可以变成来自世界的眼目的情欲。
The desire of wealth, the desire of power, the desire for knowledge, the desire for wisdom, and desire for any kind of achievement are the desire of being great. They can be turned into the pride of life that comes from the world.
对财富的渴望，对权力的渴望，对知识的渴望，对智慧的渴望，对任何想要有好的成就以及要变成伟大的渴望，这些都可以是都是对美好的追求，对伟大的渴望。然而这一切都可以化作来自世界的今生的骄傲。
You maybe say, "Guys, don't worry, I have self-control."
那你也有可能说，哦，牧师不用担心，我其实是有自律的。
I know, you know, what I cannot, okay, boundary.
我是有边界的，我知道什么能做，什么不能做。
Actually, we are all vulnerable.
然而实际上是说，我们都很软弱。
After we know that loving the world and anything in the world can take away our love for God,And we understand how our desires can be turned into those things which will break and destroy our fellowship with God.
就是当我们知道了这个爱世界和世界上的任何事物都可能会夺走我们对神的爱的时候呢，那我们就明白我们的渴望如何会变成那些破坏我们以及破坏我们与神相交的事。
I don't know what you respond, but I'm terrified.
我不知道你们是如何反应的，但是我知道这一点让我非常的害怕。
Because I know that I am very vulnerable in some areas of my life.
因为我深深知道，在我生命的某些方面是非常脆弱的。
I need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to help me.
我需要依靠圣灵的力量来帮助我。
I hope you feel the same way. Because God knows that we are all vulnerable to those things.
我希望你们也有同样的感受，因为神知道我们都很容易受到这些事情的影响。
In 1 John chapter 2,Verse 12 to 14 tell us we all are vulnerable.
那我们看约翰一书第二章十二到十四节的话，你就知道我们都很软弱。
I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know Him.Who is from the beginning? I'm writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one.
小子们呐，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, Because you know him who is from the beginning, I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one.
小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
You can see that I have highlighted the children, fathers, and young men. I want you to know that is for all ages.
那在这里你看到我对这个小孩，就是小子、父老和少年人都有用不同的颜色。我想让你们明白，这个是对所有人的意思。
I also use red to show you all the verbs to show there are repeated in different tense.
那然后你也可以看到红色的这个动词用红色，我想让你们注意到这个动词呢不同的时态。
In Greek, the New Testament original language in verse 12 and 13.
就是希腊文，就是新约是用希腊文的，在十二节到十三节。
Grapho is the present tense.
那在这里呢，用的是现在式。
In English, translate to in writing is a good one.
那英文的这个书面上的翻译，这个时态是翻得对的。
But in verse 14.Agorasa is the past tense.
那在这个第十四节呢，在这里原文的希腊文用的是过去式。
Should be translated wrote or have written.
那其实按照英文，如果翻译对的时态的话，就应该是用完成式。
Unfortunately, NIV and even ESV.Use just a simple present tense, but NSB, anyway, New King's, some of them use have written.
那很不幸的，这个新约的这个 NIV、ESV 都是翻的是现在时，只有这个 King James 和一些不同的版本呢，是翻译的是完成式。
I'm very surprised. Chinese translate is correct one.
让我惊奇的是呢，中文翻译时态是翻对了。
The repetition is to emphasize the message is important in the past and is important now. Is important all time for all of us and in the past and now is always important.
所以在这里是动词不同时态的重复，现在、过去以至于将来。都是非常的重要，所以多次用不同的时态来强调，认为这个真理呢，从过去到现在，一直到将来，都是不变的。
Here it tells us that no matter if you are little children in the law, or mature Christian, or elders in the church, or the vigorous young youth of the church, we all need to.Seriously receive this truth and be aware that loving the world and anything in the world can be and take away our love for God.
因为在这里呢，就提醒我们，无论你在主里是小子，还是成熟的基督徒，还是教会里的长老，是教会里朝气蓬勃的少年人，还是那些需要。这个认真接受主、认识真理的，要认识都要认识到这一点，就是说，世界以及世界上的一切事情都有可能夺走我们对神的爱。
And we should be alert that Satan is very skillful at using these things to attack our relationship with God.
而且我们要常常要警醒。因为撒旦非常善于利用这些东西来攻击我们，让我们与神的关系疏远。
Satan even used these things to tempt Jesus. You can find in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
撒旦甚至用这些东西来试探耶稣，我们可以在马太福音4:1-11中找到这个记录。
Praise the Lord. Jesus overcame the temptation and set a good example for us.
赞美主，耶稣胜过了试探，为我们树立了一个好的榜样。
What shall we do?
那我们该如何行呢？
Being aware and being alert does not tell us to live with fear.
就是保持清醒，就是保持警惕，并不是说我们要活在惧怕当中。
In this world, worrying and being scared will only lead us to be defeated.
我们活在这个世上，担心和惧怕呢，只会让我们失败。
God always encourages us to be strong and courageous and tell us not be afraid or terrified. For the Lord our God will be with us.
神总是鼓励我们要刚强，要勇敢，并告诉我们不要害怕或者畏惧，因为主我们的神与我们同在。
To overcome the obstacles of fellowship with God,and have victory over the temptations from the world and Satan, we really need to build up a good relationship with God. To achieve that, we need to put God's word into practice.
就是如果想要克服与神相交，美好相交的这个障碍呢，我们要胜过世界和撒旦的试探，我们确实需要树立与神建立良好的关系。为了实现这个建立良好关系的目标呢，我们需要将神的话语付诸于实践。
So, most of you already participate in our daily Bible reading and churches.
我们当中很多人已经参加这个教会的每日读经计划。
I really hope you put as a daily schedule, really participate, really read and share.
我真的希望这个每日读经呢成为你生活你的计划中的一部分，而且我希望大家能够互相分享你读经的得着。
As a pastor, my greatest hope has always been that the brothers and sisters not only know that God loves us and is with us, but also can feel God's love and have fellowship with the Lord anytime.Anywhere.
作为牧师呢，我最大的愿望一直是弟兄姐妹不仅知道神是爱我们的，与我们同在的，而且能够随时随地的感受到神的爱，与主相交。
Because in this way, we not only enjoy the beauty of being with God, but also live out our abundant life in love and joy.
因为这样呢，我们不仅能够享受与神同在的美好。而且能够在爱与喜乐中活出丰盛的生命。
To achieve this goal is not enough to just rely on our prayers. We must seriously spend time and effort to get close to God, and we must humbly and sincerely get closer to the Lord day by day with the help of the Holy Spirit and the shining of the true light.
要想实现这个目标呢，仅仅依靠我们祷告是不够的，我们必须认真，每天都要花时间尽力去亲近神，借着圣灵的帮助，真光的照耀，每天谦卑真诚的与主亲近。
Again, this is the third message about our fellowship with God.
那今天这篇信息呢，是我们与神相交信息的第三篇。
I hope you get on our church website to review the first two messages.
我希望大家能够有时间，抽空呢，重新访问我们教会的网站，来复习前面的两个信息。
In the first message, we describe methods and contents of fellowship with God.
那在第一篇信息当中呢，我们讲述了与神相交的方式和内容。
And we learned that to feel God and love God are two necessary elements for fellowship with God.
我们了解到敬畏神和爱神是与神相交的两个必备的要素。
And we also learned that walking in the light is the necessary condition for fellowship with God.
那我们也了解到行在光中与神相交就是我们了解 是与神相交的必要条件。
For the second message, the keys of the fellowship with God, we learn that there are two keys for fellowship with God. They are centered on the Lord Jesus Christ and time with love.
那在第二篇信息与神相交的要诀中，我们得知与神相交的两个要诀是：第一，以主耶稣基督为中心；第二，就是用爱来连接。
Today, the Bible tells us, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them."
今天的经文告诉我们，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
We should be very careful what our desires are.Because those things can turn into the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life, which comes from the world and can be used by Satan to attack our relationship with God. It can break and destroy our fellowship with God.
那我们应该非常小心地来验察我们的渴望是什么。因为这些东西可能变成肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。这些东西是来自世界的，它很可能被撒旦来利用攻击我们与神的关系，来破坏我们与神的关系。
Let's pray together.
让我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for your words.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你对我们的爱，也感谢你赐给我们的话语。
Thank you for telling us that we can have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in you. And when we all fellowship with the Father and with the Son Jesus Christ, our joy will be complete.
感谢你告诉我们，我们可以在你里面与弟兄姐妹相交。当我们都与天父和他的儿子主耶稣基督相交时，我们的喜乐就得以满足。
May the Holy Spirit use these three messages not only to let us know some knowledge of the truth, but also to pull God's love into our hearts, giving us a heart of desire and the determination and strength to pursue.
愿圣灵使用这三篇信息，不仅让我们知道这些真理知识，而且将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，赐我们渴慕的心，以及追求的决心以及力量。
May the Holy Spirit help us sincerely love and fear the holy, loving, and almighty God.
愿圣灵帮助我们诚心的爱。与敬畏圣洁慈爱全能的独一真神。
May we trust and obey the Lord Jesus Christ every day, so that we can live out our lives of love joyfully to reveal God's grace and glory.
愿我每天在信靠顺服主耶稣基督中生活，欢喜快乐地活出我们爱的生命，来彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, would you please stand and sing the responding song. When we walk with the Lord in the light.Glory is shed on us. Wonderful worship as we take our worship, praise, and prayer from this place and into our daily life. May our life be sustained through the love of our Heavenly Father. May we feel the presence of our Savior Jesus Christ walking beside us and know the power of the Spirit in both our actions and in our words. The Lord bless you, Yehovah. 赐福给你，保护你。耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。耶和华向你扬眼，赐你平安。你们。
你不在上帝。
See you.